a cracking game here in Tyrconnell Park. It finished for Masters, 4 goals and 10 points, Dunlow 1 goal, 14. And these sides were, I think they were level on 8 different occasions during this match. It was only in the final stages that the goals won matches. They, for Masters, in the last quarter, and it made all the difference. But it was an exciting game from very, very start. After 18 seconds, Kevin McBurty had four Masters ahead. Straight from the kick out, from the throw in. Then Patrick Reid was on the end of a Dara Quinn effort for a point to fist the first goal for Four Masters, and Liam McHugh added a point, so there were 1-2 to no score ahead after 4 minutes. But they wouldn't score again until the 22nd minute, and in between, Dunlow were back on terms. Daniel Ward, their scorer in chief today, I think with 8 points, Matthew Ward, his brother, a goal from midfield, and then David McCarron had them level on 20 minutes. Then Killian Faulkner hit 3 great frees for Four Masters in the next 6 minutes, but that was interspersed between points from Daniel Ward and David McCarron for Dunlow, level again at 1-5 each. Then Daniel Ward put Dunlow ahead for the first time in the match just before half time, and it could have been Kevin McBurty almost had Patrick Reid in for a second goal. That was, I suppose, a feature of the game, Patrick Reid at full forward. So at half-time, it was Dunlow 1-6 to Four Masters 1-5. But Four Masters level within 5 minutes of the restart, Oisin Reid pointing. Then they were level again at 1-7 each, Daniel Ward and Carly swapping points. And Matthew Ward and Daniel Ward then had Dunlow ahead for the by 2 points, their best margin so far in the match. That is at the second half water break, 1-9 to 1-7. But then straight after the water break, a second goal for Four Masters, Patrick Reid palming home a Jamie Crawford effort on 22 minutes. But within seconds, Daniel Ward had the sides level again, 2-7 to 1-10, as he fisted his 7th point. Then they were level again at 1-11 to 2-8. David McCarron and Kevin McBurty from the free swapping points. But then the third goal for Masters, probably the clincher for them. Dunyan involved with Jamie Crawford, and Crawford finished to the net for a 3-8 to 1-11 lead. Matthew Ward did take the margin back to a point, but then Leo McHugh got on the of another good Four Masters move to fist the fourth goal, 4-8 to 1-12. Dunlow, even though they pulled points back from Daniel Ward and Noel McBride free, Four Masters cancelled those with Cahal Canavan and Cahal Feeney getting forward to score points and pick up the victory. In it's been probably a trying season for Masters so far this year, and beaten twice in the local leagues and then beaten twice in the championship, but today they've come out on top in Tyrconnell Park. The final score here was Four Masters 4-10 to Dunlow's 1-14.